Hello and welcome to Cyclone Sports Commentary. I'm your host, Trevor McNeil. We will once again be dual streaming as I will once again be calling the game live in the Talk Sports Discord as well as always on Anchor. Today is Saturday, March 4th, 2023, and it is the final game of the regular season. Today, your Cyclones travel to Waco, Texas, to visit the number 7 Baylor Bears. In the previous matchup, Iowa State throttled Baylor by a score of 77-62. However, Baylor has one of their biggest pieces back tonight, a guy named LJ Crier. With that, Iowa State has also kicked off their streakiest shooter, Caleb Grill, who averaged 9.5 points per game and shot 38% from behind the arc. The question is, who can step up and take that role? Not only was he a streaky shooter, he also grabbed rebounds, averaging about 5 rebounds per game. Let's first look back at that previous matchup. As I mentioned before, Iowa State defeated Baylor to open up conference play by a score of 77-62. However, Caleb Grill had 18 of those 77 points, 7 of those 30 rebounds, and 4 of those 17 assists, and shot 5-for-9 from the field, all of those shots being threes. Not only did Caleb play good offense, Grill also worked his butt off on the defensive side. Who else can step up and take that role? Can Kuntz start lighting up the three ball? Can Kauscher and Holmes keep playing well? Can Taman Lipsey be effective and take care of the ball? All of these questions to which will be answered soon. Iowa State shot 26 for 52 from the field and an impressive 10 for 23 from downtown. However, Baylor shot 20 for 53 from the field and 5 for 22 from downtown. Although being forced to 15 turnovers, Iowa State still found a 15-point victory off a tremendous defensive effort, forcing 19 turnovers. Baylor went 9 players deep. However, only 5 of 62 points came off the bench. Meanwhile, nearly the same story for Iowa State. Iowa State also went 9 deep. However, only 10 of 77 points coming off the bench. Both teams had 3 players in double figures. However, once again, one for Iowa State being Caleb Grill, who is now no longer on the team. Not to mention, with the addition for LJ Crier for Baylor, I can imagine this Baylor team being much more effective and LJ putting double figures up again. I wonder how this game will hold up without Grill and how, with foul trouble that we always put ourselves in, how we can respond. However, George and Love are game-time decisions for Baylor. Now to look at Baylor's last matchup. Baylor was able to squeak out a win at Oklahoma State on Monday by a score of 74-68, putting them on a 2-game winning streak. Baylor had 4 players in double figures as LJ Crier and Bonner, who came off the bench, led the pack with 15 points. Meanwhile, Bridges had 14 and Flagler had 2. George did not play Monday against Oklahoma State with an ankle injury. Meanwhile, Love's time was also cut short with 7 minutes due to an eye injury. Baylor only had 11 turnovers on Monday. Now to look at Iowa State's last matchup. Iowa State's losing streak was extended to 4 on Monday with a 69-72 loss to West Virginia. Despite a 26-point performance from Kauscher and a 16-point performance from Holmes, Iowa State was unable to finish the game, although having an 8-point lead with 7 minutes remaining. The key? Foul trouble. Iowa State had 25 total fouls, all 5 starters with 3-plus fouls, including Kalscher having three in the first half alone. Outside of that, Iowa State was also out-rebounded. How will Iowa State be able to bounce back from this four-game losing streak and losing 6 out of the last 7, 8 of the last 10, and 10 of the last 14? Is Iowa State going to drop their final regular season contest going into the Big 12 tournament with a 5-game losing streak? Will Iowa State be able to go on a streak in the Big 12 tournament or the NCAA tournament? Will Iowa State have to play in the first round or the quarterfinals of the Big 12 tournament? Well, if we lose to Baylor today and Oklahoma State beats Texas Tech, Iowa State will have to play in the first round of the Big 12 tournament, most likely matching up with Oklahoma, who we split with this season. Now let's look at the Big 12 standings and the matchups. Coming in at first at 25-5, 13-4 in conference, is the third-ranked Kansas Jayhawks, who play at ninth-ranked Texas at 4 o'clock. Coming in at second, the Kansas State Wildcats at 23-7 overall, 11-6 in conference play, is the Kansas State Wildcats, who go on the road to West Virginia at 2 o'clock today. Coming in at third, the 7th-ranked Baylor Bears, with a 22-8 overall record and an 11-6 conference record, and they will host Iowa State. Coming in at fourth, the 9th-ranked Texas Longhorns, who come in at 22-8 overall and 11-6 in conference play, they will host 3rd-ranked Kansas at 4 p.m., Coming in at 5th, the 22nd TCU Horned Frogs, coming in at 20-10 and 9-8 in conference play, and they will go to Oklahoma at 3 o'clock. Coming in at 6th, the Iowa State Cyclones, coming in at 8-9 in conference play and 17-12 overall. They will go to Baylor. Coming in at 7, the Oklahoma State Cowboys, coming in today at 16-14 overall, 7-10 in conference play. They will go to Texas Tech at 6 p.m. Coming in at 8, the West Virginia Mountaineers, who come in today at 17-13 overall and 6-11 in conference play. And they will host 11th-ranked Kansas State at 2 p.m. Coming in at 9th, the Texas Tech Red Raiders, coming into today at 16-14 overall and 5-12 in conference play, and they will host Oklahoma State at 6 p.m. And last in the conference, the Oklahoma Sooners, coming into today at 14-16 overall and 4-13 in conference play, and they will host 22nd-ranked TCU at 3 p.m. Now let's take a look at the top 25 rankings and the games today. First is Houston. Second is Bama, who plays at 24th-ranked Texas A&M at noon. Third is Kansas, we talked about them. Fourth is UCLA, who hosts 8th-ranked Arizona at 10 p.m. Fifth is Purdue. Sixth is Marquette, who hosts St. John's today. Seventh is Baylor, who we talked about. Eighth is Arizona, who will go on the road to UCLA. Ninth is Texas, who we talked about. 10th is Gonzaga. 11th is Kansas State, who we already talked about. 12th is Tennessee, and they will go to Auburn at 2 p.m. 13th is Virginia, who will go to who will host Louisville at 2 p.m. 14th is UConn, who will go to Villanova at 7:30. Fifteenth is Indiana, who is idle today. 16th is Miami, who will go to, excuse me, who will host number 25 Pittsburgh at 6 p.m. 17th is St. Mary's, who will not play today. 18th is San Diego State, who hosts Wyoming. 19th is Xavier, who goes, excuse me, hosts Butler. 20th is Providence, who hosts Seton Hall. 21 is Maryland. 22 is TCU, who we talked about. 23 is Kentucky, who will go to Arkansas at 2 p.m. 24 is Texas A&M, who will play host to Bama. And 25th is Pittsburgh, who will go to 16th-ranked Miami at 6 p.m. Now let's look at the rosters, starting with the home team, the 7th-ranked Baylor Bears. Forward, number 0, Flo Thamba, who averages 5.3 points per game, 5 rebounds per game, and 0.6 assists per game. Guard, number 1, Keontae George, who averages 16.3 points per game, 4.3 rebounds per game, and 2.9 assists per game. Guard, number 3, Cenk Yunkin, who has not played a lot. Excuse me, number 2, Cenk Yunkin. Guard, number 3, Dale Bonner, who averages 4.5 points per game, 1.2 rebounds per game, and 2.9 assists per game. Guard, number 4, LJ Cryer, who averages 14.7 points per game, 2.2 rebounds per game, and 2.1 assists per game. Guard and forward, number 5, Jordan Turner, who averages 0.2 points per game, 1 rebound per game, and 0 assists per game. Guard, number 10, Adam Flagler, who averages 15.4 points per game, 2.5 rebounds per game, and 4.9 assists per game. Forward, number 11, Jalen Bridges, who averages 9.9 points per game, 5.8 rebounds per game, and an assist per game. Guard, number 12, DeWantan Grimes, who has not played this season. Number 13, guard, Langston Love, who averages 6.6 points per game, 2.2 rebounds per game, and 0.8 assists per game. Forward, number 15, Josh Ojinwuna, who averages 4.6 points per game, 3.7 rebounds per game, and 0.3 assists per game. Forward, number 20, Austin Sachs, who has not played this season. Forward, number 23, Jonathan Chachawua, averaging 6.9 points per game, 5 rebounds per game, and 0.5 assists per game. Forward, number 32, Zach Loveday, who averages 1.1 points per game, 0.6 rebounds per game, and 0 assists per game. And forward, number 33, Caleb Lohner, who averages 3.1 points per game, 3.7 rebounds per game, and 0.3 assists per game. And now, to look at your Iowa State Cyclones. Forward, number 0, Trey King. Averaging 5.4 points per game, 3.8 rebounds per game, and 0.1 assists per game. Guard, number 1, Eli King. Averaging 1.5 points per game, half a rebound per game, and 0.3 assists per game. As I mentioned earlier, guard number 2, Caleb Grill, has been removed from the team. Guard number 3, Taman Lipsey. Averaging 7.5 points per game, 3.7 rebounds per game, and 4.6 assists per game. Guard number 4, Demarion Watson. Averaging 1.7 points per game, 2.6 rebounds per game, and 0.3 assists per game. Forward number 5, Jazz Coots. Averaging 8.1 points per game, 4.5 rebounds per game, and 1.5 assists per game. Forward number 12, Robert Jones. Averaging 5.7 points per game, 3.7 rebounds per game, and 0.8 assists per game. Guard number 13, Jaron Holmes. Averaging 13.1 points per game, 3.6 rebounds per game, and 3.2 assists per game. Center number 21, Oshunye. Averaging 8.7 points per game, 4.1 rebounds per game, and 1.2 assists per game. Guard number 22, Gabe Kauscher. Averaging 12.8 points per game, 2.4 rebounds per game, and 1.6 assists per game. Forward number 23, Conrad Hawley. Averaging 0.2 points per game, 1 rebound per game, and 0 assists per game. Forward number 24, Hassan Ward. Averaging 2.8 points per game, 2 rebounds per game, and 0.3 assists per game. And finally, guard number 25, Jeremiah Williams, who has not played due to an injury. So we are about to kick off in Waco, Texas, and here in about 10 minutes. Until then, that will do it for today's pregame show. We will be calling the game live on Talk Sports Discord, as well doing it on Anchor. Thank you to Talk Sports for the opportunity. I will be putting their Discord link in the description of this episode, just in case you want me to hear the game live. Thank you for listening. I am your host, Trevor McNeil, signing off, and we will be back for tip-off.